This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a brief look at Thursday's headlines. And as expected, President Obama on Thursday signing the latest updated version of the START Treaty with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The signing took place in Prague inside the Czech Republic months after a missed deadline to renew the original treaty, which was first signed back in the first Bush administration back in the early 1990s. The U.S. and Russia committing to cut their nuclear arsenals by about a third. The U.S. will also reduce a number of launching mechanisms down to the level where the Russians currently are. A huge ideological debate is forming on this issue, with some saying this is a very responsible step to take in an effort to whittle down the worldwide nuclear arsenal and eventually banish nuclear weapons from the Earth. Others say the U.S. needs to be the world's dominant nuclear power in order to provide the proper deterrence to rogue states from launching strikes against our allies or the United States itself. Ilan Berman is vice president at the American Foreign Policy Council here in Washington. He does not think this treaty is a good step.
The Obama administration wants to take America out of the nuclear superiority business. We see this even more recently with the Nuclear Posture Review that was released on April 6th. But the Obama administration has an aversion to nuclear weapons, wants to draw them down, which in an ideal world is not a bad thing. But what the new START Treaty does is it codifies a number of very dangerous trends. You know, the first one being that there seems to be a quid pro quo that's been hammered out between Moscow and Washington that prevents America from making missile defense all that it can be.
One development that Mr. Berman does think is probably a good thing is the latest unrest in Kyrgyzstan, inside the former Soviet Republic, which for the second time in just 5 years has seen a popular revolt topple the sitting government. The one 5 years ago was designed to bring in a more democratic society. That didn't happen. And now Berman is optimistic that, in fact, that will be the case. He also elaborated on what this might mean for the ongoing U.S. military presence in nearby Afghanistan. Back here at home, another major domestic debate continues, and that over how to raise revenue that will reduce deficits being piled up by this country, as well as cover the cost of reforming runaway spending in the entitlement programs. Paul Volcker, the former Fed chairman, who's now a key economic advisor to President Obama, has floated the idea in recent days of adopting a value-added tax, something that is rather common in Europe and which Volcker thinks would raise large amounts of revenue and also allow some people to no longer have to pay income taxes. Republicans aren't buying that explanation. New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett telling me earlier on Thursday that don't expect your income taxes to go away. The Democrats are just going to put their hand in another pocket.
I don't hear anyone suggesting in these proposals that we do away with the current income tax. And so you know what you end up when they propose a value-added tax is you get the worst of all cases. You end up with an income tax coming out of one pocket, a value-added tax, money coming out of your other pocket. And then, of course, if you're in a state like ours in New Jersey, sales taxes galore coming out of the third pocket. If you're not going to do away with the other taxes, this is just adding insult to injury and more money going to the federal government.
To hear my complete interviews with Ilan Berman, as well as Congressman Scott Garrett and John Gizzi of Human Events, head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.